Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us slash. You'll love us at Commonwealth Motors. Hey, Jim.
Yes.
What's good? By the way, Jim is in for Ayla. As Ayla is out, she'll be back tomorrow.
Yes.
What's good, Jim?
Today's Feel Good story centers around Thomas Cook of Menominee, Wisconsin. Very proud of myself if I said that in one try.
Did you have to look it up?
Menominee.
Wisconsin. Menominee.
He's been fishing buddies with a fellow firefighter, Joe Feeney, for over 30 years, and the two of them have both been playing the lottery together throughout their friendship. In fact, they made a pact in 1992 that if either of them won a jackpot, they would split it.
Hmm.
So, of course, when Thomas found out he won $22 million in the lottery last month, the first call he made was to Joe.
Aw.
Joe's response, "Are you jerking my bobber?"
That is the most Wisconsin response to anything ever.
Yes.
If he threw the word bubbler in there, right. That's the only way it could be more Wisconsin.
Yep. They were winners. Joe had just retired from the fire department, so it was perfect timing. So Thomas was like, well, I guess I got to retire too.
Mm-hmm.
So now Thomas is retiring, and the two of them are taking their winnings, and they're going to buy a convertible and take both of their wives on a road trip to celebrate their retirement.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Isn't it?
It's great because you hear so many of these stories like where people have the lottery thing.
Right.
Like it will buy tickets. And you only ever hear about it because usually the story is one
right.
and then hit, you know, the road and didn't yep. even tell the other one about mm-hmm. it and ripped them off.
Yeah. On the East Coast, that ends with one suing the other. In Wisconsin, they're like, let's just take it and go on a road trip.
Do you I don't know, you play the lottery? No. I know Tim has.
He
likes to gamble.
The scratchers, yeah.
My son Henry is like fascinated with the lottery. Everywhere we go, he looks on the ground, he sees lottery, like outside of gas stations and stuff. He sees lotto tickets. I've genuinely been debating, should I get him like a scratch-off ticket just so he can see what it's all about? But then I'm worried it's going to just be the moment like
yeah. So it all started when I was 11. My dad bought me a scratchy ticket. I won $5. And now I've been through 3 wives, 4 houses, and 2 dogs, you know.
Although knowing your son, it would probably be like, oh, I won $100. Okay.
It would be a very muted reaction. But anyway, that's a wonderful story out of Wisconsin.
Yes, that is your feel good for today.
Thank you, Jim.